People hold rallies for and against the U.S. president in Springfield, Missouri, during Donald Trump's visit to the town. Anti-Trump protesters lined the streets, sidewalks, denouncing Trump's policies. Trump supporters rallied around 1 mile away from where his opponents gathered in Springfield. Trump has visited the town to deliver a speech on his administration's tax reform plan. Opposition to the U.S. president and his policies has been on the rise across the U.S. following Trump's controversial comments on the recent deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Dean Henderson, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from Missouri via Skype. Mr. Henderson, you're in Missouri itself, so what do you make of Donald Trump's visit to Springfield and how he's being received?
Well, Springfield's about 2 hours from me, and we've been hearing about this. I guess he came, you know, directly from Houston, where we've just had this big tragedy. But it's just indicative of the climate in America right now. You've got these two sides that have pretty much become cheerleaders. It's kind of ironic. There was two labor strikes that occurred in Springfield the day before that at Timken Industries of Polar Trailer, where the United Steelworkers walked out on the job because they were being asked to, you know, take pay cuts and all this stuff. And so Trump's there to say we're going to bring good paying jobs back to America. It's also ironic that these resist protesters didn't show up at these picket lines where they, you know, where there's something real and tangible to fight for, which is workers and their jobs. So it's just, Hillary Clinton, after her campaign, she sent $800,000 to this Onward Together resist group. And so this is all being funded by the Democrats. This is, you know, most of the protesters. I looked at the video, I didn't see one black face in the crowd or any diversity or anything. And it's kind of all these politically correct people who, you know, that you have to say things just right, like LGBT, you have to say that a lot. And it's just emptiness. I mean, I've been resisting these people for 25 years, and it's kind of insulting that all of a sudden there's going to be this resistance to Trump. So it kind of reminds me of the Tea Party people when they showed up for Obama everywhere he went. And there was no issues, anything. It's just you didn't have a passport. He's from Kenya, you know, all this crazy stuff. And it's kind of the same kind of hysteria from these kind of protesters, mostly who are middle class people who never protested in their lives, but all of a sudden it's fashionable. So it just kind of is indicative of the division that's occurring in America, which is what the oligarchy wants and which is what they've accomplished, where you have, two sides, cheerleaders, blind to any issues, blind to any relevant, things that matter in the world. Trump could announce single-payer health care, and I'm sure these people would still resist that. On the other hand, you know, these people and all the things that happened in Houston and still not acknowledging global warming, and now they want to blame the black mayor, you know, even though it was the white president who didn't get his act together and send, you know, tanks and boats and National Guard troops down there before this happened, because I saw it happening 3 days before it happened. And it's just a bunch of nonsense, really. I don't really want any part of it. And hopefully it'll blow over and we can actually get a real left going in this country at some point, because that's what we need. And this is just kind of extreme right versus politically correct right wing. And it's, to me, it's just, again, it's a sign of the times. We're in big trouble here.
All right, Mr. Henderson, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking the time out to speak to us. Yeah.